This is 20 Minutes for Tech, Episode 8, Google Docs in Education. Hello and welcome to another edition of 20 Minutes for Tech, your instructional technology podcast. Today we have an exciting podcast from educators talking about the use of Google Docs in their educational situations. So without further ado, let's get into the discussion. Well, today I'd like to introduce a couple of my colleagues and friends from around the Pennsylvania Classrooms for the Future program here. Colette Cairns from Manheim Township. She is the Classrooms for the Future coach over at Manheim Township. And we also have Mr. Chris Smith from Conestoga Valley, who is also in the Classrooms for the Future coaching position here. Thanks for making yourselves available today for this podcast.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. I really wanted to talk today a little bit about Google Docs. I think it's a really interesting tool and a powerful tool for education, and kind of wanted to just get your insights, because I know in talking to you in passing that you both use it quite extensively, and just to give some hints to folks and some ideas on how they might be able to use it either in the classroom or as a collaborative tool between coaches and teachers and such. So Colette, how did you get started using Google Docs?
Actually, last year when we started working with Classrooms for the Future, we're trying to come up with some collaborate projects, and we wanted to start small. So Google Docs seemed to be like the perfect one to start with. We could start within our district. We didn't have to contact other districts to begin with. So what we did was we had a math class who actually worked collaboratively on an Excel spreadsheet. We had the students in groups of two, and the teacher was also added into the group in the Google Doc, and we shared an Excel spreadsheet to the students, and they actually had to use a program called Fathom and analyze, and they were not sitting by each other, but they had to analyze this Fathom graph and collaboratively between the students come up with some conclusions on the graph. And within Google Docs in the Excel spreadsheet, I don't know if people are aware of this, but not only can you share the document out, and it's pretty instant that the kids can see what the other kids are typing and putting in, but there's also a chat section in the Excel spreadsheet. So the kids would chat in the chat box about what was happening with the Fathom graph, and then together they would come up with a conclusion and type it in the spreadsheet. And then they could actually export that spreadsheet out as an Excel document and do some more manipulation if they wanted to, with some of the more powerful features of Excel that are not presently in the Google Apps. What we have found, though, with the students is that they were just so enthralled with, I think our kids are, into the instant messaging anyway, and they just really got into the project more than if we would have put them in groups of two and let them talk to each other. They just were so enthralled with using the chat and coming up with a conclusion. And what was really good about the activity, it was really a thought-provoking activity, and the teacher even said that this is an activity that would be one that she would extend for a period of a few weeks with some of the questions and the higher order thinking questions she was having them respond to. She shortened the time frame, and of course the kids could actually get on at night if they wanted to and work on it, at home. And so it wasn't something that they had to have an Excel spreadsheet at home and they had to actually, get together after school and do. They were doing it at home. And the teacher was actually, she had all the windows open of all the students because she was a group member as well. And she would go in and chat with the kids and give them some assistance as well. So we started within the classroom, and then from that point, we have gone with kids working in two different classes with different teachers, collaborating on tests, doing a test actually together as a partner, but they were in different classrooms. And we've also had, in science classrooms where we're working with other districts and the kids are solving problems and they're collaborating through, the Google application. So we've definitely extended, we keep extending it out more and more with different groups of kids and allowing them to, see the advantages of how the program works. So that's how we start.
So you're seeing it as a really engaging tool for them too. I know back in high school, I was definitely not the best math person or math student either. And something like this probably would have helped me out a lot to be able to collaborate on almost any time that way. Now you asked,
right? And what?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, the kids. It's interesting because what the teacher noticed was that, first of all, looking at the chat while they were chatting, she said the conversation was so much more at a higher order discussion than if she put the kids side by side. I mean, she said she could really visibly see a huge difference in the way they were collaborating online compared to if they're talking face to face, which I thought was really interesting. I think the kids were just amazed that they could actually work, anytime, any place, anywhere. One kid could work at 3 o'clock, one could work at 5, and they could even add notes to each other within the Excel spreadsheet, and that's what they did. They had a notes section if they weren't online at the exact same time. It really was a good tool to see who was doing what, because you can always see who's making the changes, and, she said it was just a much better way to evaluate our students as well and see what they know and what they've learned.
Oh, that's really cool. Now, you said also that your students and teachers were collaborating on tests with Google Docs. Did you want to maybe just talk a little bit about that?
Sure. This specifically probably was mostly used in the math areas. And what we had teachers do, or what the teachers did, was they would have, if they had two classes that met, like two calculus classes that met second period, the students would be grouped from different classes and they would have a test that they collaborated on. So it might be a two-day test instead of a one-day test, a more thought-provoking test, not one that would be a normal 50-minute test. And the kids could actually collaborate and come up with answers. They would work out the problems. You could see what partner A was doing, partner B was doing, and then together they had to make a decision on what their final answer would be to submit to the teacher. And like I said, they've done it within the classroom where, they paired up students in their own class, but most recently we've had teachers that had classes meeting the same periods collaborate, and they'd have one student from one teacher and one student from another teacher take a test together, which we thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that sounds really engaging for them as well. We've also just added in Mr. Jeff Rothenberger from Warwick School District, and Jeff is the secondary technology coordinator and also a CFF coach for Warwick. So we'd like to say hi to Jeff and welcome him this morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
We started out talking about how Colette was started using Google Docs and such. Why don't we move on with Chris and ask you the same question. How did you start out with Google Docs?
Well, I was introduced to it very similar to how Colette was, probably at the same point in time that Colette was introduced to it during a CFF training of some sort, and started thinking, right away of how I could use something like this where it's a collaborative ongoing document. And I started thinking of all the things that have been sent to me via email, like a document, and said, can you revise this or look at it, make your changes, and then send it to this person so that they can change it. A good example was like an agenda, for like a meeting or a department meeting. It's kind of cumbersome to make my changes, save it, reattach it as an email, send it off to the next person, and then they would look at it and do their, put their 2 cents into it, and then send it off to the next person. So I started right there with something very general and specific, like rules for using the laptop cards, for example, or issues with the laptop cards, because teachers would have different issues that would come up that all of them could learn from. So I started sharing it with the teachers and having them become the collaborators on the document. The one that stands out was as the first thing I think I ever did was the laptop cart issues or problems that they might have, and they could post them on there, and then the solution to that problem. So it was sort of like a little troubleshooting document that they could use. From there, it just kept spinning into more and more documents, spreadsheets similar to like what Colette was talking about, and how multiple people can enter data and information, using it in language arts classes for students to critique and edit different sentences, something called daily oral language that we do here at CV. And they would post a bunch of different sentences on the same document, and the students could then go in and edit a specific sentence and have one final document that has all the corrected sentences in there. So that's sort of where I started, and it's spanned into a lot of more administrative collaboration documents that I'm using now, things like agendas for our weekly meetings with the principals and the subject area supervisors here about CFF and the process that we're going through, agendas with our other coach colleagues for our big collaboration days, which I think I'm going to let Jeff talk about that a little bit more. But it's allowed us to sort of put all of our heads together and not actually be physically standing there with our heads together in the same room to do that. So we can work from anywhere at any time and get the work accomplished without having to travel, which has been very nice. And Skype, what we're using now, has also helped us to do that.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful tool. So, hey, Jeff, would you like to kind of expand on Chris's info there about how the group of you started maybe using Google Docs together?
Sure. This Google Docs was one of the programs that initially, I'm not even sure who came up or found it or whatever, but it was a godsend to us when we were looking at creating and developing our CFF Central PA collaboration days for the subject area specific cores in the grant here. And we had gotten together as a group of coaches and talked about, okay, let's start developing an agenda. Well, who wants to present specific topics and so forth? Having us create a shared Google Doc allowed each of the coaches to go in and fill in as they went back to the district and check with teachers to see who could do the presenting on specific topics. They could then come back in and they didn't have to resend it through email and back and forth. It automatically just showed up on everybody's doc. That's kind of how we started. And from there, it is just, like everybody else has said, continued to grow in its use. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about the logistics. One of the problems that we did find was that students needed to have an email account for teachers to set them up and start creating shared documents with. And so up till recently, we've been basically using it with just teachers and administrators to do many things with. And administratively, we've found it to be very useful. Currently, we're using it with our technology strategic plan component side, where the three coordinators are working together collaboratively. And one day, our district tech coordinator was homesick, and we were working on it. She just popped in that day and was using Skype, and we were able to continue working when she wasn't even there to help with it. So it was really been very positively received. With the educational side of it, we've been able to then look at the Google Ed side, and we've just recently followed in Colette and Manor Township's footsteps by rolling out a district-wide educational Warwick Google's Docs section, where we now have all the usernames and IDs uploaded, and the kids don't have to have those email passwords anymore. And so we're looking at what are the positives and pluses, pluses and minuses there. And we've just started doing it with some pilot groups of some teachers, and we'll see how it goes. Hope that helps, Dave.
Yeah, that's great. I think one of the most powerful things is the collaborative piece and not having to always be, you know, it really does away almost with the physical meeting. Everyone can be at their own place and collaborate on their own schedule, because we know how hard it is sometimes to all get together, even just to do something like this simple podcast using Skype. Go ahead.
I was just going to interject one more thing there. The real power I see in this is with the PowerPoint presentations and being able to work collaboratively. And our social studies, ninth grade social studies classes are looking to use this as a way to cut down on some of the time that they need in creating PowerPoints, because usually you have to bring them into a lab or get the computers there, and then the kids are working individually. This way they can work collaboratively, spend less time on each of the slides, and they can see what their partner's doing at the same time that they're doing it, so that there's not any overlap, and see that this is, could be a new revelation for the PowerPoint people.
Right, because there's also that presentation piece too, right? Not only is it the word processing, the spreadsheet, as well as the presentation. So that's pretty neat. So as we get to the end here, if we had to boil this down to, say, a couple major advantages, maybe three to five top reasons or benefits that you've seen for using Google Docs, just a real quick synopsis, what do you think? Well, who wants to start?
I think probably, I guess I'll start. One of the big things is that kids can use it anytime, anywhere. And that has always been an issue with teachers assigning projects, is that they always felt they had to give them so much class time because maybe the kids didn't have the specific program, like Jeff was just saying, PowerPoint. But in this case, kids can actually do it anytime, anywhere. All they need is a computer and an internet connection. So I think that has been a huge benefit. And the other thing that I think is really huge with this Google Docs, in addition to the collaboration piece, is that these actual applications are not just stored online. You can actually export them out into real Excel spreadsheets and Word documents. And I think that really is a powerful piece to the Google applications. And as Jeff said, we've been using the education side of Google probably now for about a month. And that has been real beneficial as an administrator because I can always go in and change kids' passwords if they forget them because we have control of their accounts. And I think that when you're working with a collaborative tool like this in a classroom, if you would say to your kid, if the kid would come in and say that they forgot their password, you know, and they can't have access to their email, can't get access to the email because it's blocked, I can go in as an administrator and change that password. So that has been a huge benefit also, using the educational piece of the Google Apps. So that would probably be some of my top reasons, you know, that I think it's a great tool.
Okay.
I can chime in there.
Sure.
And follow Colette and the fact that one of the reasons is almost the opposite of Colette saying the exporting option. You also have the uploading portion of Google Docs, so you can any Excel that you've already created, any PowerPoint presentation, you can upload right into there and not have to recreate everything. From the teacher standpoint, it's very nice because they don't have to go in and recreate everything from scratch. They can upload it with fairly not much changing within the document. There's a few glitches here and there, but for the most part, the content and material is going to be the same. That would be one for me. Two would be a new feature actually in Google, which is the forms in their spreadsheets. You can actually create a form and a URL link to that form where students can go in and just type in the information and it will automatically populate that data into the spreadsheet for you. So you don't actually have to share the spreadsheet itself. You just share the link for the form. We've been using it for quizzing. We're going to use it for the primary election and have all the students just go into the form and make their selection and their vote for the upcoming primary here in Pennsylvania. So in social studies class, they can do that. For signing up for events, we use that for the collaboration days to have the teachers sign up and put their information in. That way, it just went right into the spreadsheet. So that would be my number two, is the forms aspect of it. And the third one is the way that you can actually organize everything in Google Docs. You can star key elements. You can create folders for different areas. It's not like you just have a whole list of documents. They really set it up so you can organize it to make it easy for you to use and, I guess, keep up to date with the documents that are in there. And actually, the other one is the discussion tab. I'd say there's four. You can discuss each collaborative document. If I'm logged on there and Jeff and Colette are both logged onto the same document during the same time I am, we can have a little side chat about the document.
Kind of as you're
working on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything to add there, Jeff?
Yeah, I'll just jump in there. And one of the collaboration component is huge. Forms are huge. All the things that they talked about are very positive tools. I would say that the one tool for teachers on the teacher side of this is the ability to go back and then be able to see exactly who's doing the collaboration. You know, if you put kids into groups of three or four, and you've always got one or two kids that are always doing the work, And there is a tab that shows the history here that you can go back in and you can see exactly which of the students were working on what component of it. And it gives you an opportunity to grade more appropriately for that assignment as to who did the amount of work that was associated with it. The other thing you can do back with the history is you can go, if somebody's made a terrible mistake and put up something that's just inappropriate or it's not, you know, messed up the whole sheet, you can just step back and go back to a previous version too. So that makes it real nice. I think that it's a great tool.
Okay. Well, hey, I want to thank each and every one of you for taking some time out today to talk about this. And hopefully some folks will get some ideas from our little podcast here today and get into Google Docs. And remember, it's a free tool, so go check it out. Thanks again to Colette and to Jeff and to Chris. I really appreciate you taking the time today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks again for listening to 20 Minutes for Tech. Make sure you check out the website and any of the links from the show notes at 24tech.com. That's the word 20, F-O-R, tech.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.